Elm Street, Crystal Lake, Raccoon City, Teddy Bear Junction. These are just some places you don't want to end up. But there is one place that can be darker and more horrific than all of those combined. And that, my fellow nerds, is the internet. On this week's Region Nerd Alert, we delve into some internet horror stories from Creepypasta, YouTube, Reddit, and even the dreaded 4chan.
Hi guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
What's up?
So, we're in the spooky season, still.
Yeah,
it has begun. It should be October. Well, I guess we can say the proper date. It's the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
But Starbucks released its pumpkin spice already, so it's already fall.
It is the season.
It might as well be Halloween.
It might as well be Halloween. But hello, listeners. Welcome to Region Nerd Alert. I am Jose, a.k.a. Joey Nerd Alert. And to my left, I have...
Fat Low End.
At Fat Low End.
I used my Twitter today, so... Really begin to follow me now.
Really?
I'm going to keep this train going.
What was your first tweet?
Can we reprise the Riddler as Jim Carrey already? Hashtag just do it.
I am ready for that. Even though this is not the podcast about it, Jim Carrey as the Riddler, I want to see it. Like, in a Christopher Nolan universe.
Yeah.
Like,
a little
dark.
More serious, but still just as hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, anyways, to your left is Mr. Mike.
That thick boy.
Thick boy.
3 C's, 3 I's, Instagram. Find me.
Now, is that confirmed? 3 C's, 3 I's?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the first few episodes, wasn't it like...
Yeah, I there's a lot of C's and a lot of I's, I forget. But it is 3 C's, 3 I's now.
Exactly, three. Yep. Exactly. Okay. So,
Episode 10, confirmed Twitter handle.
Episode 10. This might be 11.
Oh, maybe.
I think this is the 11th episode because I think last week, last week is going to be J-Horror, which you should totally check out that podcast on lakeshorepublicradio.org. Look up programs and then Region Nerd Alert, and I will be on there. Or go to Spotify, Google.
Spotify is where I listen.
iTunes.
Same.
What is Google's? Is it iPlayer?
Google Play?
Google Play, I think. Right.
Yeah. Well, we're on there. Or the NPR website now. Like
NPR reading. One? The NPR One app?
NPR One app, yep. It's, just go to NPR One, look up Lakeshore Public Radio, or just Region Nerd Alert. Hit the follow or the like. It's one of those on there. But, yeah, we're getting there. We're everywhere now.
Official.
Yep, we're getting official.
Spread like a proper virus.
A proper virus. And speaking of virus, you don't want that on your internet / computer.
Can confirm you do not want those.
And
nor in your body.
Nor in your body. Speaking of internet, though, and computers, today's topic is going to be on creepypasta, internet horror, and other things that pertain to that, and how it is sort of bled into mainstream media, I should say. So, welcome.
Hi.
How's it going? So, I guess starting internet horror, let's start with creepypastas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might think, oh, I love creepypastas. It's sort of a household name among internet users, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I dare say millennials. I hate using our word.
Yeah.
Millennials in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah, our generation like knows what creepypasta is. Maybe the listeners at home do not know. But anyways, if you look up creepypasta, you will not find dark gothic al dente pasta noodles, but you'll actually find really creepy stories, sometimes written anonymously. And other times written by authors trying to get their name out there.
Yeah.
And other times, unknown sources.
Ooh.
Those are the best.
Yep. Wait, is my music?
Ooh.
Unknown sources.
Now the beat really dropped.
But, I don't know exactly when it started. I can look that up. But can you guys tell me, what do you know about creepypasta? And what exactly, if someone were to ask you, what the heck is creepypasta, what would you say?
Well, I know creepypasta started on 4chan like all crazy inventions on the internet do. I think it was on the X board. But
Real quick, explain what 4chan is, because maybe the listeners.
Forum. Yeah, it's a forum of just different random things. There's a ton of different subjects on there. See
categories you can look up.
Yeah.
Mostly not safe for work.
Yeah, don't.
Wouldn't do it at work.
Wouldn't do it at work. But, yeah, 4chan is just an anonymous posting, an internet board.
Yeah.
Before Reddit, before all the other ones.
To which you can now own a VIP account and talk about arachnids.
Oh, on 4chan? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We can have I'll probably have a future episode just on 4chan.
Oh, God, that's going to be an episode.
It's going to be dark.
That's going to be
the way I would describe 4chan to people who've never seen 4chan, and hopefully if you've never seen 4chan before, that you know about Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because everyone should know about that.
Of course.
But the way 4chan is the way that King Arthur talks about Camelot, and it is a silly place.
Definitely is a very silly place. But, yeah, so basically creepypasta originated from 4chan.
Yeah.
Mainly X, you said.
Yeah.
And what is X again?
Honestly, I'm not 100%
sure. X is a paranormal thread, so anything. They give, like, all the categories, like an A to Z, just quick link, I guess.
Yeah.
And X is specifically to talk about paranormal things or just oddities. There's a thing that happens on X a lot that's called green text thread, where basically that's like what a creepypasta is, essentially, is like a green text thread where it's just
usually a first-person account, isn't it?
A first-person account of some sort of happening going on. And most of them most of them are kind of on the scarier side, I would say.
And they're usually told from, like, first-hand true account. Like, when you read it, it's not someone once
like
upon a time.
It's shorthand, too. Be me. Be 13.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, like, shorthand.
Be driving on my delivery thing.
Like, you're reading a novel, but, like, yeah. It's basically the Spark Notes.
Yeah. It's like almost like an internet horror story. It's a horror story, but for people who use internet lingo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, .jpg, like, stuff like that.
Runaway.exe. Ah.
But, yeah, so apparently creepypasta really originated, well, there's some original, like Slender Man, which we'll get to, Jeff the Killer, which we'll get into, Candle Cove, which we'll get into, but apparently
one
of the first ones was Ted the Caver. Have you guys ever heard of that one?
No.
I also, and it apparently originated on a site called Angel Fire. Excuse me, Angel Fire.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of that either. But yeah, it began on an Angel
we
Fire.
We might have to be bleeping this website out later if we.
Oh yeah,
find out it's terrible.
I definitely should have looked it up. Probably just. It's a really bad website. Definitely not safe for work. Speaking of, this is a very dangerous episode. Do not look up anything unless you really trust your computer.
And it's firewalls.
Yeah.
Firewalls on firewalls.
Creepypasta is okay. Creepypasta is okay, but maybe not 4chan.
Yeah, there's a dedicated, like, form for just creepypastas now.
There is. Yeah, there's a whole website now, too.
Do anything on Reddit that we say on 4chan.
Reddit is a much safer, mostly cleaner, like...
It's a better environment.
It's a way better environment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently Ted the Caver came out in early 2001. So where was the internet in 2001? That was like...
I think it was still dial-up.
Still dial-up. I'm pretty sure, yeah. That's definitely... Was it... MySpace was around then, was it? Maybe not. It was still the AOL Messenger and stuff?
Yeah.
Definitely AOL Messenger, 100%. Because I was only in... What, second or third grade? 2001? Second grade? That's definitely even pre-AOL, or probably still AOL Messenger.
That's when everyone was, like, giving up thousands upon thousands of hours of free internet and just throwing away in the trash. Like,
yeah.
Remember that when you would get a little disc in the mail and...
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Get 1,000 hours free internet. I'm like, what the heck's this? I don't know.
We're showing our age, boys.
Yeah, I know,
dude,
right?
Free internet discs in the mail? Oh.
I wouldn't even know how to do it. Mind you, I didn't have the internet until I hit college, which was like 2011. So I'm a late bloomer. My whole source of internet was from I almost last named it.
You go head first to do it once you got it.
Yeah, we would
the
go.
The low end house.
Oh, man. We'd go up in your room and just type in all the internet stuff. I won't say too much about that.
Many dial up noises were heard in that computer room.
Yes, and we shall leave it at that. But yeah, apparently it doesn't say too much about Ted the Caver. It says, as the explorers move further into the cave, they would update their blog post. And strange hieroglyphics and winds are encountered, and they would take pictures and stuff. And in a final one, Ted writes that he and his companions would be bringing a gun into the cave after experiencing a series of nightmares and hallucinations. Mm-hmm. So that's really freaky. But once again, that's from a first-person account. Like, it's told through blog post, yeah, which was, at the time, probably very new. Because when did Blair Witch come out?
99.
So, yeah, that was probably spawned from the... I think Blair Witch Project was one of the first, like, I want to say ARGs, the augmented reality games. And for those of you at home who don't know what that is, it's basically mostly marketing ploys, but it's things that you can interact with in the real world that is basically, it seems real. Like for Batman, there was Joker faces all over the world. And it would have, like, special codes, and people tried to crack the codes on the internet. I think it was for Batman, whatever, the Heath Ledger.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, when the Dark Knight was out.
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
There's a whole huge one. There's a whole conspiracy about the drink company that's in there.
I love Cloverfield. I know there's people out there, like, who dislike Cloverfield, but I think that's a great movie franchise, especially if you read, like, the Aug stuff.
Yeah.
But for some examples, for the Batman, basically it gave you a location, and people on the internet cracked the code, and people met up at these phone booths, and lo and behold, they all rang at the same time, and when you picked it up, it was like the Joker laugh, and it was like, come see the Dark Knight this summer, or something like that.
Oh, dude, that's like Ralphie listening to that commercial and cracking the code on, with the Ovaltine.
Dude,
make sure you drink your Ovaltine.
Ralphie from Christmas Story experienced the first Aug. I am firmly convinced. That was he was totally
the decoder pin.
The decoder pin. Drink Ovaltine.
Be sure to what?
be sure to what? Son of a.
Tying this back into horror. The Last Exorcism.
What are you talking about? A Christmas Story is one of the most horrific.
Right? You'll shoot your eye.
I know, right? That Santa Claus. Nightmares. That Santa Claus. The Last Exorcism had chat roulette.
It did.
Yep. There was a girl in there who would like be all cute and flirty, and she'd be like, okay,
"Now chat roulette." Let's explain chat roulette real quick. That's basically you go on chat roulette, and it's like you talk to random people from all over the world, and you hit the button, and you have your camera on, and you see someone from maybe like Australia or something, and you can talk to them, or if you don't, you can just click next, and then it randomizes someone else. And what did they do for the Last Exorcism?
They had some cute girl in there, and she'd be like all cute and flirty, and then she'd be like, okay, hold on one second. She'd go to fix her hair, and her eyes would roll into the back of her head and go like super crazy and lunge at the camera. So
that would kill me.
And
I'd probably get a phone call in the middle of the night if you experienced that. Like, you'd have to call me.
Everything looked completely normal, and then she would jump at the camera, and then it'd say The Last Exorcism.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great marketing.
Yeah.
I almost said scheme. It kind of is a scheme. But speaking of horrifying augmented reality games and stories, like horror stories, there was on YouTube, do you remember Pronunciation Manual?
No. Never heard of that.
I don't know.
Well, basically, I think it was for 2.5.
Is that the one that did the Chipotle and was saying, like, Sean Tootle?
No, they were making fun of it.
Oh! Roy Dibidow.
But, basically, it was this YouTube channel, and for 2.5 years, it was pretty normal. Like, if you wanted to learn how to pronounce a certain word, they would have thousands and thousands of words, like Chipotle. How to pronounce that, and then they say Chipotle. And the joke one said Sean Tootle is how you pronounce. But anyways, then they started pronouncing numbers. And I think it started from like 300 or something. Mm-hmm. It was long. And it came out like either every day or once a week. So it counted numbers for a long time. And like it would be 100. And it would just count down. And people were starting to get freaked out. Mind you, it started with maybe like 100 views. But then 4chan picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Started freaking out about
freaking it. Freaking out. Like, why is this site just randomly counting down all of a sudden?
And then take it to 4chan for everyone to pick it apart.
For real.
Why is this happening?
No, but as it was counting down. Oh, wait, hold on. But after 4chan picked it up, one day it was like, I think it was like, 40-something. And it said, I'm alone here. They don't feed me. It's cold. 49. And people flipped out. They're like,
that would kill me.
What's going on? And then, and even before that, I think there was like one that was 50. And you'd play the video and it would be like, 50. And when you take that audio sample and like stretch it out and reverse it and like tone pitch it, it would say like, help me, I am here. Or it would say like 4, 7, 6, it like random coordinates. Yeah. And people would pick it apart on the internet. And the thing is, like, they track down coordinates to a place, and then you go to the place and it's like, oh, it's like a McDonald's, but inside the McDonald's there's a note. And then people would find more and more to this story. And finally, it was day one. It's like, it's all over. Tomorrow's the day. One. And it was some dumb, my anger. I followed this thing for so long. Mind you, I was so invested. I was following it for so long. And it was some dumb internet show that was about like solving mysteries, and the guy was trapped underground, forced to record videos, and it was cheesy.
Oh,
I was so mad, but it was so terrifying because you follow this and it's on the internet. And well, nowadays, you know, not to trust everything you see on the internet, but certain things like you can trust, like, oh, there's no way a YouTube video is going to get that
deep. You
spent
2.5 years doing this.
2.5 years on how to pronounce things, because you, oh, like maybe if you're just learning the language, you know, I wouldn't want to learn how to pronounce Pandora or Panera Bread. But I don't know why the P words kept coming out. But and then it just randomly flipped into a little mini horror story. And see, I like this trend that I feel like it sort of came from Creepypasta and 4chan of like these firsthand accounts on the internet, because the beauty about, and the, also the flaw of the internet, is you're completely anonymous, so you can post whatever you want.
Yeah.
But coming at that from like a creative writing perspective, you can create like the craziest world that no one knows if it's real or not.
Oh, right. Dude, there's stories on YouTube that take up multiple channels, like
YouTube channels.
Yeah, like they're like these people like have like normal. They'll start off normal channels and then they'll like have some like creepy thing, and then like some creepy thing will happen, and then it'll feature somebody else. And then you'll go to their channel, and that same creepy thing will be stalking them through their channel. Mm. And then, like, these two channels will work together to, like, solve the mystery, quote-unquote.
That's so cool.
I don't know what this one's called, like, but I know there's a mystery going on between 5 separate channels going on right now. And it's all one story.
Dang, that's awesome.
It's crazy.
And it's not, like, drama between channels. No, I know they fabricate that, too. But to do, like, story.
Yeah, it's a legitimate story. Like, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's all about a stalker. It's nuts.
And I know there's podcasts, too, that, like, follow, like, oh, my father died many years ago. I'm looking for his murderer after. Mm-hmm. Tanya follows that one, you know? It's like,
I have no idea.
It's like this podcast where this guy's looking for, it could be true. That's the thing. I don't know. Like, it's so well put together by this guy that it could be true, but it also could be a story. Like even Night Vale, like it's obviously fake, but it's told
with such sincerity.
Yeah. And to be honest, like the first reality bending like this was probably War of the Worlds. back in like what, the 40s or something?
Oh yeah, with the radio show, people people were saying they actually smelled smoke.
Yeah, and like aliens. And to bring you this emergency bulletin, aliens are actually attacking New York City. The Statue of Liberty has fallen. We return you to your regular program.
Yeah, because
and then people would call and they'd be, or whatever they use it, male pigeons or something. Yeah. I don't know if phones.
Because back in the day, that's all you had was radio. You didn't have TV or you didn't have anything like that. And the newspapers were too slow to respond at the time. So radio was your best option. And
so many people tuned in. Like to hear on, like, that was unheard of before that.
Yep.
And to hear it, that would freak me out. And the equivalent to that, to be honest, is this internet stuff, like YouTube, like, oh, you're watching your favorite channels and all of a sudden the person disappears or weird videos start popping up. Like, you don't know, because their real life, or what you assume is their real life, is every day.
One good thing that, or one thing that's like that is SCP, the SCP Foundation.
See, I don't know too much about that, but I know it was adapted into a video game.
The SCP Foundation is Secure, Contain, Protect, and it's all about a secret government agency that protect or basically secures objects or creatures that are paranormal, anomalous. That's what
anomalies.
Yeah, and it's the way they're written on the internet. You feel like you've stumbled on some secret government site because names are blacked out, dates are blacked out, like a lot of details are blacked out. Like you get the gist of stuff, but it looks like it's been all redacted. Like you never get like full names of people in there.
That's real spooky.
Yeah. So like if you're just stumbling upon this thing one day, like you'll look at it and go, oh my God, there's a clock that could end the world. Like it's crazy.
Oh, I remember seeing something about that now where like they would do government files or these secret organizations files about actual items or thing. I remember seeing something about that.
Just to give an example, like the clock one I just brought up, that's a real SCP. They all have numbers. They have numbers and then code names. And they give you the story about how the clock came to be in their possession. And then they'll tell you how to contain the clock. So the clock it goes off every 15 minutes and something has to put it in snooze or something has to snooze the clock. Or every 5 seconds, it gets 3 decibels louder, and it just keeps getting louder. There's no upper limit to how loud it gets.
God.
So at a certain point, it can destroy the earth with how loud it gets. So, like people just have to keep doing it. Like if they have a machine that does it, and if that machine ever fails, they have people there specifically to go hit that snooze button.
Dang. Yeah, I'd love to get paid to do that.
Yeah, it's not, well, them you wouldn't because they take like, what do they call them? They call them Class D employees, which are like the people that are basically on death row. Like these people that are never going to see the light of day again.
Oh, wow.
Expendables, basically.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to get paid to do that.
Is that site like still up?
SCP? Oh, yeah. People add to it all the time.
Dang.
I've seen stuff on my YouTube feed recently, like, here's the video on SCP-476, and it's like this nasty underwater monster looking thing.
Oh, the Leviathan?
It's like the Leviathan, yeah.
Yep, the Leviathan is the one. They said that's one of the few SCPs they can't actually
contain
because it's so large. I love the SCP Foundation.
Dang.
It's really cool stuff.
I all this time I thought it was just like the game.
No, there's a couple games based off of the SCP Foundation, but... Huh.
Yeah, because
even the game I found kind of interesting though, with like the different
the blink mechanic.
And, like, yeah, the blinking,
and that nasty teddy bear looking crack face monster.
There's so actually a teddy bear SCP. It's a teddy bear that
is it like an Annabelle sort of thing?
No, kind of. It's alive, and then if you don't, I think if you don't give it enough attention, it makes a copy of itself, but the copy is evil.
Oh, so like a giant anaphage.
Oh, that's Magic the Gathering by Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, I guess we got some stuff planned. I guess we can bring that up really quick. Well, first, you can find all of our previous podcasts, including this one, on lakeshorepublicradio.org. Just go to programs. I should be on the drop-down thing. It's a picture of my face. No. No, it's Region Nerd Alert, and then you can see all of our previous podcasts. Or if you have Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, there's another one.
The NPR One app.
the NPR One app. There's another one still.
NPR Two
app? Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, you can look me up on any of those. Make sure to support me and the station by listening and giving your full support.
At NPR. At
it. But, anyways, today's episode is about internet horror. So internet scary stories, creepypastas. We venture into 4chan a little bit, and we talked about it a little dabble.
Oh, Slenderman.
Yep.
That's
what we're doing.
One that a lot of people probably know about, Slenderman. Yeah. That's a creepypasta.
With a movie that just came out?
With a movie that came out. There was one with like one of Jessica Biel, I think, in a movie called Tall Man.
Yeah.
The Tall Man.
That was like one of the first Hollywood ones that I can think of.
Which was pretty much about Slenderman. Mm-hmm. And then the Slenderman games that have come out. And there's also been stabbings because of Slenderman. And
Slenderman. But yeah, real life
stabbings.
Yeah, real life stabbings because of this creepypasta. And that is no joke.
People really thought Slenderman existed and was going to sacrifice somebody.
Sacrifice children or whatever.
To Slenderman.
Whatever the story is of Slenderman,
which
yeah,
which is crazy because that's what the story is based around. The story's becoming real at this point.
That's
like,
the thing about the internet that's so scary. It's like there's so much reality,
right?
In there.
And,
it's not
to the
like,
feeble mind too, like
because
it's
so
is real.
It's such a like a new like extensive media outlet. It's not like TV or radio, even though like I said, radio freaked people out with War of the Worlds. Yeah, War of the Worlds. And the internet, like, I think it's like 10 times worse because people nowadays, like, you'll believe anything, you know? And stabbings in forest. Remember that those clowns?
Oh, yeah.
It was like all around. Yeah. Like, they'd pop out of forest and stuff, and people talked about it for like a few weeks. And then,
that's a good way to get beat up. Yeah. You want to get beat up real quick? Pop out of forest dressed as a clown.
Yeah. I won't stop my car.
Yeah, no. Or there's speaking of other creepy internet horror things, but yeah, on YouTube, there's mostly like non-American because that's what scares Americans is non-American foreign things. But these people just with
especially when they're screaming in languages Americans don't know at all, like the typical American speaks English.
Like there's a few videos, oh my goodness, like it's
are you talking about that one with the guys in the desert and like that witch
the
thing?
Witch.
Oh my god, that video is so creepy.
Wait, what? Which one?
I had to look up this video and look up a synopsis, and the guy's like, yeah, they're just hazing this dude and it's really fake, but like if you don't understand the language, you can't really understand that this guy's like totally joking this guy to death.
It's basically a dash cam, and him and this guy are driving down this dirt road.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, in the headlights, you
middle
see,
of the desert.
I want you to picture a shaman witch doctor, like old haggard witch shaman. And she
emphasis on haggard.
She came jiggling her little
hobbling,
and it was
horrible noise too. She was like,
it was so
nasty
terrible.
Noise.
And these guys are freaking out and they're yelling. And once again, a language we cannot understand, but it's got like over a million hits on YouTube.
The guy that they're hazing is like screaming, like, go backwards, turn around.
Oh my god.
He's like crying.
And I think, yeah, the driver's kind of laughing.
The driver's like holding back laughter. But again, it's kind of hard to like totally understand it.
Because by our account, it's like, oh my god.
And I'm too terrified looking at that thing to know that, like, oh, this guy's it's probably being hazed.
Some mom
like, this
and
is
a
some real.
But there's another one. Remember the businessman? Like on the side of the road? It's like this random dirt road, like you'll see in southern Indiana, and they're driving, and around the next bend, they see a businessman with a suit. A suitcase. Like in a suit and a suitcase and a hat, and then he runs. And then the camera kind of follows him, and it's a whole like flock of these businessmen, and then they just scramble.
Oh, dude, yeah, I've seen
it
that.
It was like in the middle
I've
of the
seen
night,
that.
And
that sounds interesting.
That's some.
I want to see that.
That's some more kill me fuel.
Oh, for real.
Like it is very scary. But yeah, there's look on YouTube creepy videos, and I guarantee you will find something you've never seen before.
So real quick, I want to go back to like these being creative. Like creative, like writing when it comes to these creepypastas.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called 56 Words to Describe Last Night. It is a horror story told in single word sentences. It's exactly 56 words, and it is insane how they wrote this thing.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm kind of confused.
It's one person telling the story of their night. Like last night,
mm-hmm.
but it's like
it would be like laughter, giggling,
yeah,
dancing,
dark,
fire, smoke.
Oh god,
yeah, like it's like that. It's one of my favorite creepypastas of all time, and it's something you gotta read or listen to.
Is that 56 words? Or what?
56 words to describe last night.
Nice,
man. It's one of my favorite creepypastas. I've been looking for that for about 4 days now.
Dang, we should look some up, like later, like not right now, but yeah. I definitely want
to. I was about to say, there's a reading of it on YouTube, and it's only like 2 minutes long, but it is, it's so good.
Is it? Man, I can't imagine like, you know, how that would, I really got to listen to it.
That's like even more simplified green text.
Yeah, like just one word. Run.
Run.exe.
But, yeah, YouTube is a crazy place because I know talking about Slender Man, there's that spawned a lot of people taking their own accounts of just their own scary stories of Slender Man, which a lot of people believe. But next we should talk about Channel Zero, which is another creepypasta that's made some critical acclaim, I'd say. A Hollywood sort of
channel. That's a sci-fi thing, right?
Yeah. Yep, it's on the sci-fi channel. Yeah. It's called Channel Zero, and I'm not quite sure the details about the show.
I think the shows are like random accounts of different creepypastas.
Yeah,
right?
So I know Candle Cove is one of them. Candle Cove is actually the one I think they started with.
Yeah, that's what it was inspired with, the Candle Cove one, which is also a terrifying story.
So Candle Cove, just to like kind of give you an idea, it's about these kids that watch a show called Candle Cove, and it's about a pirate, and like going to a.
It's about a TV show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Lexi ruined it for me.
Oh,
she like gave me a synopsis like literally today over text, and I was like, "Well, great, now I know how it ends."
Oh,
Lexi, this is for you. Why would you ruin this?
She apologized for it, but
apology not
accepted.
Ruined nonetheless.
But yeah, it's basically about, you know, all these people on a blog. I think it originated from, I forgot what blog it was, but they were commenting like, "Oh, dude, I totally remember that show." And then they would describe parts of the show, and
then
like,
it gets darker. Kind of.
It gets real.
And it's like
dark.
I remember like random screaming in one episode, and it was like the last episode I can remember. And it was like children screaming, and it got louder and louder and louder. And then like something flashed on the screen, and then it just went to static.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we could say the end since it was already ruined for you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say the
ruin
end.
It for the listeners.
Yeah, don't ruin for these guys.
Oh. Well, I guess look up channel Candy Cove if you're going to see
that.
Yeah.
I just recently learned there is a No End House show on there. No End House is another creepypasta that is real good.
I heard that was in like the top recommended reads.
No End House?
No End House,
I think. There's a sequel. I don't think I read the sequel, but I read the original.
That's where, like, someone was getting paid money to stay in a haunted house overnight type deal.
Well, it was more of like a, an amusement park thing, but it was, you get $500 if you make it out of this house.
Right.
But the house doesn't abide by reality. Like, there are rooms as big as, like, whole fields in this tiny little house. And there's,
that's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, that's probably my top five creepypastas.
That does sound quite scary.
I've read some great green texts, but none really with names.
Yeah, mostly green texts are not really recorded. Because 4chan, another thing about it is that if things don't consistently get bumped, and kept on the page. Mm,
some people do screenshot them green text, though, mm-hmm. and for the save.
Yeah. So you'll see, like, an entire forum within the comments are entire forums, and it's just, like, forever.
Another real popular one, I don't think people realize it's a creepypasta, is the No Sleep Russian Experiment.
Mm.
Have you guys heard of that one?
That one's really
creepy. I read,
like,
a little synopsis on
it. That one's a creepypasta. I really like that one.
That was another top recommended.
That one freaked me out, because that one I really didn't know if it was real or not. Because the way it was written sounded. All these are wonderfully written. Like, if you're looking for some horror reads, definitely creepypasta.
Yeah. The Smile Dog one was really good, had I not blasted through it scrolling first, and then, like,
I don't think I've ever done, like, I've never read it. Like, I
ruined it for myself, kind of.
There's some real bad ones out there.
Does something like pop out or something? Or?
No, it basically has this entire account, and then it ends with a picture. And I think that in itself, if you're reading the thing, kind of ruins it for you. But
if you, like, watch the picture prematurely, basically.
Well, if you see the picture prematurely, then you know, like, kind of as you're reading the final stanza, mm-hmm. you know exactly what it's going to do to you, and that it shows you the picture.
But also something very scary on the internet, if the listeners at home want to read something, Bongchon Dong Ghost. It's just type in Korean comic in Google, and that should be one of the first things that pop up. One of the most harrowing, horrifying things I've ever seen.
I thought you were going to go for hair raising.
Yeah.
Now that one, I will not ruin the surprise, because the end of that story is very nice. That is all I will say about the Bongchon Dong Ghost.
We're offending somebody by mispronouncing that.
Oh, I'm trying my best.
I know.
But you should have been here for the J-Horror podcast. I apologize many times. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just trying to pronounce things to the best of my ability.
I also found the 56 words to describe last night post.
So it's one post, or is it like
It's one post, yeah.
Oh.
It's one thing.
How about you read it for the listeners? Wait, does it have an author on it?
I don't see one.
Is it like anonymous?
Does it say posted by anonymous?
I Post at Midnight is the Reddit user.
Okay, so posted by the Reddit user I Post at Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Probably under
this one's for you.
This one's for you.
Ooh. Clubbing, drinking, dancing, glancing, flirting, winking, greeting, meeting, chatting, laughing, talking, walking, leaving, waving, stumbling, fumbling, cabbing, asking, viewing, brewing, nuzzling, cuddling, feeling, reeling, kissing, tonguing, touching, rushing, stripping, gripping, clutching, thrusting, bending, arching, gasping, slacking, melting, sleeping, walking, smelting, dirt, scrabbling, pounding, thumping, bumping, screaming, squelching, groping, choking, crying, gulping, stifling, quieting, breathing, breathing.
Oh my God, that was
the end.
I did not expect that to be terrifying in the slightest. That's crazy.
It took a turn for the worse in the last like nine words.
Yeah, when you're saying thrusting, I was like, yeah, it's NPR here.
But yeah, that's, but,
yeah, that was,
thought we were gonna have beeping, beeping.
But no, that's
the freaking, what is it called? The beeps. Thrusting, resting. Beep, 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 beep.
But yeah, that's why it's one of my favorite creepypastas, because it's like,
yeah,
took a turn.
I read some like short ones, like one sentence.
Yeah,
like, the last man on earth sits alone in a room. He hears a knock at the door.
Yeah,
I love the short and sweet ones.
Mm-hmm, like those are some of my favorite. But yeah, that one was really good.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of these,
mm-hmm.
like when I'm just like playing a game or something, and that one came on the autoplay, and I was like, okay, whatever. I started listening to it, I was like, huh. Oh no. Mm. Oh, God. That's wild.
That's crazy how they can describe, like, all that.
One word at a time.
Yep.
But, yeah, another thing to reach some mainstream stuff is Marble Hornet. Now, I don't know too much about that, but Mike, could you describe what that is?
I can kind of, because it's real complicated. It's along the same lines of the multiple YouTube channel mysteries.
Mm.
But from what I remember, somebody disappears and this guy goes looking for them with his friend, and Slenderman he's shown a few times, but he's not like in your face. He's more of the overarching.
So is like, it a horror. Slenderman?
It is a Slenderman thing. Okay. But he's like in the background. He's the overarching villain, quote unquote. It's ultimately responsible for this person going missing, but you see Slenderman's influence over things is like it's like messing with their equipment and like throwing them off. One guy vanishes for hours and they find him like passed out somewhere and he doesn't know how he got there. Like it's really complicated
and
it's hard to describe.
So and how they tell the story by is it like episodes? Or
yeah,
is
it's
it?
there's an episodic thing.
Oh,
yeah, it's an episodic thing. So each episode.
And it's called Marble Hornet.
Yeah, Marble Hornet.
Do you know why it's called that, or is it one of the mysteries
It's one of the mysteries.
Okay.
That's part of it. It's not told chronologically. So
those are some of my favorite stories, is not told like that, so
yeah.
You can really delve into it.
Like, piece it together. It's definitely one of those things, like, if you're going to watch Marble Hornets, you gotta sit there and watch it and, like, maybe take notes if you really want to get into it, because it gets crazy.
Now it's not necessarily from a creepypasta, but the movie in 2014 that came out, Unfriended. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yep.
And that was sort of like a found footage supernatural horror film, but told through like internet media and internet sources. Like,
yeah.
I think Snapchat's on there. Like they use face cams, and I think their friend like goes missing. Or something. It reminds me of like.
Wait, is it Unfriended? The one where.
Yeah, the one where it's like.
They're all on Skype together or something?
Yeah, they're on Skype together.
Oh,
and
okay.
It shows you each of their Skype calls, and then it zooms in on the person. I just heard something in my house, and then it like follows them around. But I know that's like not the first movie that's incorporated, because I think VHS.
VHS is one of the.
Because they did something with the Skype cam. Well, they did a bunch of stuff that you've never, like, hasn't really happened.
VHS is really good. I can't stand the second and the third one.
The first one's decent.
I don't remember what happens in each story, but.
I like my favorite part in the first one is that girl getting real close to the camera and going, I like you. I like you.
Yeah, VHS is a very good one if you want to see some good found footage and not necessarily like the paranormal activities that are out now.
Kind of going along with that same vibe, like finding different like tapes and stuff. There's a creepy pasta called Mr. Bear.
Mm.
And that one is all about a creepster.
Mm-hmm.
Going after kids. And like, it's this person like trying to track down Mr. Bear by watching his tapes and like picking clues out of the tapes and, you know, going like basically following the police investigation of him.
Hmm.
It's wild.
And what is it called again?
Mr. Bear.
Mr. Bear.
Mr. Bear.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, some of my most horrific memories come from the internet. Like the most vivid, disturbing imagery.
The colorblind test.
What was the colorblind test?
Oh my gosh. So also on the internet, I feel like we should touch on our jump scare things. What are those called?
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, you're watching a video of a car going on a hill. Is this some kind of
the original jump scare?
Is this some sort of like car commercial and then zombie?
You think it was going to be some like car commercial.
Actually, I think it does end up being some sort of commercial. Like, what is it? I think it is a car commercial, isn't it?
That's what it looked like.
I never stay for the end, but yeah.
I don't think it actually shows anything other than the guy popping
up. It is a commercial.
Yeah, at the end, it's like a commercial for something frightening, right?
your car insurance doesn't have to be, or something like that. And it was like the most terrifying. But
maybe they turned it into a commercial after the internet meme or something.
I don't know. I just remember someone in our one of the teachers at our school showed it for like band class or something. But yeah, anyways, the colorblind test was one of these jump scare things on the internet. Things that, oh, it's, is this how to cook a cast iron skillet meal or something? Oh, it turns out something comes into the camera that should
it's
not
a really
be.
Horrific face.
Oh, speaking of the cooking thing, there's one. Oh, if you add Coca-Cola to meat and leave it for an hour, something crazy happens. And I'm watching this video, and I'm like, okay, what's happening? Okay, he puts meat in Coca-Cola. And then it's just something comes out, and I scream, and I get really mad. Get so mad. But the colorblind test, we were in school, and I was it was quiet time on the computer.
Everyone's got headphones on.
Headphones on.
You could hear a pin drop.
You could hear a pin drop, because everyone has their headphones in, watching, like, I don't know, like some informational stuff, doing math. Homework or whatever.
Math. Coolmath.com.
Coolmath.com. But I'm on this site I'm probably not supposed to be on, and oh, take a colorblind test. And then you enter the numbers you see. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, 27. Like, it was an actual colorblind test. But the last one.
Super jumbled up.
Super jumbled up. I'm like, And then you press enter to put in your thing. As soon as I did that, screeching in my ears, super loud screeching, and I'm in the middle of class.
Nasty face.
The nasty face pops up with like knives in it, and I'm in the middle of class, and I jump up, throw my headphones to the ground, and my teacher stands up. What is going on? Like, she usually yells at people who, like, are out of line, but yeah. She didn't know how to react because this guy just screamed at, like, the top of his lungs.
Threw his headphones
in the middle of class. I was like,
everyone was like, what website are you on? What website are you
and
on?
They started typing. You just. They just hear the typing in the back.
Everyone's cracking codes.
Oh, what did he just look up? I think I ended up showing the teacher that, too, because she's like, I got to see this. Like, what are you talking about? Ugh. But I hate jump scares. I really do. But, another one is the Debuk box that also originated from Creepypastas. And I believe they actually, because that one ended up.
I love those.
I think Debuk that ended boxes. Up being real, the original one.
What is this?
It's supposed to be like,
it's a,
like a Jewish thing.
It's a Jewish like horror demon, yeah.
Or folklore.
Jewish, yeah, folklore demon.
Okay.
And basically, it's this haunted box. And then if you open it or something, or if you have it in your possession, like a poltergeist starts to follow you. And they interviewed people on, I was like, what was that site on E? Not site, that TV show where they, like, firsthand ghost story accounts.
Oh, like Paranormal Survivor.
Yeah. It was one of the episodes on that. And I was like, wow, that's the original, like, Debuk box. And they made a movie about it, too.
I was just about to say, wasn't there a movie about this?
Yeah, The Possession, I believe it was.
The one story that I know about the Debuk, or that I'd heard about the Debuk box was like, so-and-so goes to an estate sale and buys a box from the estate sale, and they go home and open the box, and the box has like weird things in it, like a little vase and a dried rose petal and this and that.
The thing about that, too, I don't think it originated as a creepypasta, but it was so terrifying. Someone took it from, like, Facebook or something and got the pictures and the permission to put it on there because it was so creepy. But it ended up actually being, like, a real firsthand account. Like, I don't know how real it is, you know, but enough to spawn all the movie adaptions and the other stories that came after that.
Makes you think twice about going to auctions and estate sales.
Makes me want to go to one now.
I always love buying old furniture.
Speaking of Facebook, there are creepy things on Facebook. There's a particular account who's it's hard to say the name because it's a different language, but
you could try down here.
No, I really can't. Like, I'll butcher it, but. This person made, I think it's 240 accounts, and all of them post different things. And you could tell it's the same person because the writing style is kind of the same, and they use the same exact profile picture. And each one of them gets more distorted, like the further you dig, and they're all friends with each other.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's
like they don't even try to hide it.
Yeah, it's creepy though, because you go through the pictures and they're all normal, and then the further you get, the more messed up they get. And it's
that's giving me goosebumps.
Yeah,
right,
it's that's nuts, man.
He's got goosebumps.
And people like if you find them and you message them, they'll respond back to you.
Like every single one?
Not every single one, but
if the one that you were like
If you're messaging one, they'll respond back to you. Oof. And they're fairly quick with it too. Like I don't know if it's multiple people or if it's one person, but yeah, they have a pretty good respond time.
That reminds me of another YouTube channel where it's because there's a children section and the children will watch, you know, happy time, fun train or something. And there's ones that are really creepy. And it's this, I think he's from Pakistan and he makes these for children, but he has a distorted image of his face on there as the son. Hello, kids. How's it going? Today, I hope you have a great day. And it's terrifying, but these kids watch it and they're like, oh, yay. But I think a couple parents saw it and they're like, we need to get this flagged because this is terrifying.
Oh.
And that's another thing. That's why I don't have kids, because they're terrifying. I don't want them to see like spirits or something in the side of my house. But
in the side of my house.
I don't know. I'm tired. But anyways, we shall end it there. Thank you guys for joining me on this creepy experience.
Ooh. I've had wonderful fun today.
It has been fun.
It was a great, great conversation. For more, it would fade out as I was trying to. But if you want some more Region Nerd Alert action, look up my podcast. It's called Region Nerd Alert. It's on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and lakeshorepublicradio.org, where there's a bunch of other great local content that you can watch. And what's that one I always...
Let's not forget the NPR 1 app.
Ooh. NPR 1 and 2. So, no, NPR 1. But, yeah, I'm on there. Go to the NPR website. You can type in Region Nerd. I just found this out. I type in Region Nerd Alert on Google, and then it pulls up the NPR website, and then I'm on there.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. It's, like, everywhere. Except 4chan.
You're a natural celeb.
Which we will keep it off of 4chan.
Oh!
And by saying that, they're going to find me.
They will.
But, yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you guys for being here. And hopefully we can keep this trend of spookiness for next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Region Nerd Alert.
89.1 FM.
Thanks for nerding out with me.